there, Jinx fan. It's your girl, Cece, back with another episode breakdown for the hit series, Jinx. This time, we're diving into chapter 19, and oh my gosh, you guys, there is so much to unpack here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself, because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Joshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal for Joshi. So, we start off with Kim Dan heading back to his grandma's house only to find that the construction company hasn't started work yet, but they're about to. But that's not even the most shocking part. When he gets inside his grandma's home, he realizes that the place is an absolute mess. Remember, in the previous chapter, Mr. MMA fighter had a fight here with a bunch of gangsters and just completely trashed the place. Despite this, though, he decides to grab his grandma's picture when his grandma was younger, and you know, he was adorable because he was still a young kid in this picture. And he also realized that in the whole house, there is only one other thing that his grandma absolutely loved, and it was his grandmother's bridal wardrobe, because the grandmother's wardrobe is made from the mother of pearl. It's a cloth that is really beautiful. You guys should Google it. Absolutely beautiful piece of furniture. Kim Dan knows that this is her most precious possession, and when his grandmother gets out of the hospital, he is absolutely sure that his grandmother would like to see that he did his best to protect this wardrobe. Fast forward to when he gets back to Jo Jae-kyung's penthouse. He had the closet towed into this beautiful modern penthouse. It's so out of place. And Jae-kyung comes in surprised MMA fighter with this massive piece of furniture. Like, I think this closet is probably as tall as Jae-kyung, to be honest, and pretty wide. It looks like it's a three-door cabinet, so it's pretty massive piece of furniture. And it's such a sweet gesture of Kim Dan that it's clear that he really wants to make sure that his grandma is happy by showing her the closet when she gets out of the hospital. He explained this to Jae-kyung that way. But, you know, Jae-kyung absolutely shows that he's not really happy with the situation, but with the explanation that Kim Dan did, he scoffs it off and walks away. He doesn't say no to it. He doesn't say yes either, but he doesn't say throw it away. So Kim Dan just says thank you, appreciates it, and realizes that, you know, he really is just a toy for Jae Kyung at this point. They do this compromise with each other where they give and take through the situation. Like, you know, Jae Kyung needs him and he really doesn't have anywhere else to go, so he's really just a living toy at this point. Days comes by and like they rarely see each other, since it looks like Jae Kyung is so busy with his next match. Harsh realization that Kim Dan realizes that he's just in that house. It's a big house, all alone, waiting for his master to come notice him. However, things seems like they can't get any worse, but Jae Kyung gives Kim Dan a call, tells him to get ready for the night. What could this mean? You all know what it means. Is there a big fight on the horizon? Definitely not, probably. From the sounds of it, looks like it's a big booty call. But we have to wait to find out what the phone call is all about. There you have it, fans, at chapter 19. It's an emotional thing to see the whole Mother of Pearl wardrobe. It looks like that's the only thing that Kim Dan is holding on to, along with a picture of him and his grandma. It's sad that in his 20-something years of his life, those are the only two things that he absolutely loves. Can't wait to see what happens next. Stay tuned for more updates. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.